Hartman and Wilson. That is the Yost Law Firm at 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web.
If you commit a crime without really meaning to, can you be excused? The court had to do some legal mind reading in the case of the horrendous heist. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
When you need qualified representation in the court of law, Yost Law Firm should be your first call. Since 1947, Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman have provided the highest level of legal counsel for individuals and businesses in the Fremont area. All members of the firm have been leaders in the community, serving on boards, as officers with the Fremont Area Chamber, area foundations, and many nonprofits, as well as religious and civic groups. Call Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, or Spencer Wilson at 402-721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com.
Darby Gloucester was known to his dubious friends as well as to the police as Meathead. He wasn't exactly dumb, but he acted that way. He dropped out of school, he dropped out of several jobs because he found them boring. By the time he was 22, he had built an impressive record of petty theft, juvenile detention, and one suspended county jail sentence. One spring, there seemed to be no market at all for stolen hubcaps or spare tires, and $5 for a complete car stereo system hardly seemed worth the bother. So Meathead sauntered into a big department store and looked around. He noticed a handsome cashmere sweater on display. When the clerk was looking in another direction, Meathead slipped the sweater under his jacket. But a store security officer saw him. Meathead saw the man approaching and was cagey enough to know he'd been spotted. He ran, but the officer was close behind. Meathead knew that with his record, he was a cinch for 30 days in the county jail. Then he saw a car at the curb, motor running, with a middle-aged woman behind the wheel. He jumped in, pushed his switchblade against her ribs. She screamed. He snarled, "Shut up and move! Do as I say and you won't get hurt." He directed her around several corners, looking back for possible pursuers. There were none. He said, "Okay, stop here." He jumped out, taking the driver's purse with him. 2 days later, the police picked him up. Meathead was thunderstruck when they charged him with kidnapping. He knew it could get him up to 20 years in state prison. In court, the prosecuting attorney said, "This man used a deadly weapon to compel a woman to drive him away from the scene of a crime. Under the law, this act is kidnapping, a felony. He should be convicted and sent to state prison for a minimum of 5 years." Meathead's attorney said, "My client admittedly committed petty theft at the department store, but not kidnapping. The facts here do not warrant conviction. He had no intention of restraining Mrs. Abbott, nor did he intend to harm her, hold her for ransom, or keep her in custody for more than a few minutes. His only concern at that time was transportation, not kidnapping. Since there can be no crime without an intent, Meathead cannot be convicted of the charge against him." What did the court rule about the horrendous heist? We'll find out in a moment.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit yostlawfirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
If you commit a crime without really meaning to, can you be excused? No, said the Indiana Supreme Court. It's true there is no crime without an intent. Meathead may not have meant to kidnap Mrs. Abbott, but he did the things that added up to kidnapping. Therefore, he must be found guilty and sentenced accordingly. It's a point of law.
The Point of Law is brought to you by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That's the Yost Law Firm, 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web. CBS News coming up at the top of the hour. Rascal Flatts takes us up to there with I Like the Sound of That on Morning Fremont on your Monday.